This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
There are big questions about who the next leader of Italy will be. Mario Monti announced plans to resign as prime minister after next year's budget is passed, and former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has put his name back in the mix. Meanwhile, the country's leaders are trying to reassure global markets that Italy is moving in the right direction. The Italian finance minister, Vittorio Grilli, took a trip to New York and Washington for meetings to do just that, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How would you describe Italy's economy right now? Is it financially stable?
Yeah, I mean, it's financially stable. Our major weakness is our level of debt to GDP. We know that we have to push it down, and the prerequisite to do that was to have a balanced budget. From that point of view, I think our public finance right now looks pretty good. But in order for that debt to GDP ratio to go down, we also need to change the dynamics of the denominator, that is the growth of our GDP.
Now, you're not a political guy going back, right? You're a civil servant.
Yes, I am.
So how have you been able to handle the politics of all this? Because obviously, every time you put through an austerity measure, you have to deal with how the people react to that, and you have to stay in power.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, I am an academic and a civil servant as a career. This is a special government. It is a government made all by sort of technical people, no politicians. So somehow that helped from the point of view of the awareness of our population, of our citizens, that certain things, albeit tough and unpleasant, needed to be done. And my prime minister is very skillful and understanding of the challenges of how to manage the policy through parliament.
Well, of course, he's been in the news in the last week because he's announced that he's going to resign. And there's been question about whether Silvio Berlusconi is going to come back into power. Do you think that's going to happen? And if it does, what will it do to your reforms?
I think that the news my prime minister resigning right after the approval of the budget somehow has been, there have been somehow an overreaction at the very beginning. Frankly, since our reform agenda is certainly not finished, actually need to be continued and to be deepened, having election is what we really need, because next governments will need a strong electoral mandate to keep pushing through these major reforms.
Final question. Do you think the euro is going to stay together?
Yes, it will stay together. And all the effort that we have been making is exactly to reassure everyone that that is a one-way street. All step that we've taken in an accelerated way to make sure and reassure that the euro is in a reversible process.
Vittorio Grilli is the finance minister of Italy. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you to you. Thank you.